Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we started this new thing that's probably not going to last much longer than today.
No!
It's called News or Nope. And it's only because we haven't come up with a better name.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a name, you can text it in.
Yeah, sure. 51059. It's basically, you guys are going to try to throw some headlines, just some news stories out there, because we don't often cover. And by the way, none of this is going to be hard news. It's going to be
hard-hitting news.
Hold on, I have it. I have it. Let me get it. There we go.
All right.
Oh, news or nope. So just, and yesterday, I think Aaron got to go first, so you get to go first today, T-Hack.
Okay, well,
give us something that we need to know.
Well, 3/4 of us have sat through a life event that we had absolutely no interest in, something like a concert or
does
any.
Does this count?
Because then it would be 2/3.
Right. What do you mean a life event?
He's giving examples.
Yeah, like a concert or something, because you're trying to.
Why would you sit through a concert you didn't want to go to?
Your kids' concerts?
Oh.
No, I've always liked that. Okay. I genuinely. I'm just saying, like, if you said, if Aaron was like, hey, I have an extra ticket to the Eagles, I would just go, no. Obviously. Obviously not
Rude.
The Eagles. Somebody else.
So yeah, like, but if your significant other really wanted to see him and you go, I'll go with you and all.
I don't think you are understanding how adept I am at divorcing people.
Okay.
You want to go to a concert I don't want to go to. I can lawyer up.
My wife's college graduation. That was a big one for me because I
sworn
off college.
You didn't want to go to that?
No, I'd sworn off college. She didn't want to go either. She graduated early. Like, she'd already been off campus for a long time. And we all had to like make the trek back to go and sit in the hot gym and stuff. I did it for her, though.
Hold on, I have to make my chart.
Okay.
Because basically on News or Nope, if we talk about a story long enough, that person gets a point.
And if I make you so angry you forget to nope me, I still get a point in the end.
I mean, so, okay. I just think, how much of us? 2/3?
3/4, yeah.
3/4. Yes, yeah, she said 2/3. Okay.
Yeah,
I find that fascinating.
Thank you.
People, life is too short. And if it's something you don't want to go to, just don't.
Yeah, stay home.
Just absolutely stay home. Yes, go ahead, Aaron.
All right. First, I want to start off by mentioning the delicious chocolate chip cookies. Just think about them for a second. Mm.
Oh, she's trying a new tactic. She's trying to get her story to go through with some sort of olfactory.
They're filling the air. They're warm. They're fresh out of the oven.
If this has anything to do with Frontier Airlines, I will punch you.
Why would it have to?
Because Frontier used to have chocolate chip cookies on the plane.
They did.
Yeah, but that's such a stretch out of everything. I'm like,
we're already stretching. This is supposed to be news headlines, and you're sucking us in, and now we're smelling cookies.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you the amount of spit you produce.
Okay. What?
You brought up Frontier, so now it seems like mine is crazy.
Because you're trying to make us salivate.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think that's the same.
Always thinking about cookies, so trick question.
You've got me, so I'm going to give you a point for news. This is not a nope.
Well,
this was a stupid way to get into it.
You didn't say it had to be
clever. Just saying, because it's like, because I think I don't know the study that you're referring to, but I doubt very seriously. I think it's probably about how much saliva the average human produces.
Every single day.
Right.
But you produce more when you think about food or if you smell food.
It just
food.
Seems like if you're doing a scientific experiment, it's like, I wonder how many car accidents happen on Arapahoe Road every day. We'll set up a camera there. Oh, but before, let's all have a beer at this. It's like,
That's not at all.
Influenced the experiment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you've tainted the sample study.
Right. This is how much spit I would normally produce, but now I'm sitting here thinking about cookies.
It's about 2 to 4 pints. So a day.
How much?
2 to 4 pints of
pints?
Saliva a day.
That seems newsworthy to me.
I'm going to give you a news. It's tied up at one apiece, but okay. I'd like for future, maybe you have like pints.
Maybe
like, just like I know, yeah, you just hold display? Up a pint of spit and go, okay. Here's one of four.
Here's you by now.
Here's yesterday.
Yeah, where does it, okay, I guess you just where swallow it.
Yeah.
Unless you work here and you, okay.
All right, well, scientists have gotten together and they've determined that 20 inches is the ideal length for this. What do you think it is?
He's good. You see, you guys are getting good at the game because you're trying, like, because if I say nope, then you're never going to tell
me. No, I won't. 20 inches. You might think, well, that seems kind of long. What is
that's
it?
That's a lot. Yeah,
yeah. 20 inches. 20.
Yeah, 20. Okay. That's a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to go news because I have to know. Hold on. Do you have a guess of what 20 inches of something?
I don't.
20 inches. Perfect. This is the ideal length. You want 20 inches.
20 inches. It's not snow. 20 inches of distance between you and other people.
Ooh.
20 inches.
No, decent guess.
20 inches.
That is a good guess, actually.
Damn it. It's news. Go ahead. What is it?
The best toilet paper length is 20 inches.
20?
20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2-0. That's how
much. That's me getting warmed up.
I agree. But it says that 20 inches offers the right balance of usability and eco-friendliness, which we don't care about.
Could you relate that? Like for the future, right? Aaron's going to bring in pints of spit.
Okay.
And so I need you to tell me about how many squares that would be.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'm going to go five.
And are we doing the scalloped version?
It's still the same number of squares, no matter how they tear off.
I don't know.
But I do like the scalloped.
I don't know. What kind do they have in the gas station? That's what I'm used to. Those big rolls.
I'm going
to
say it's five squares. And five squares is probably barely, about five. Mm-hmm. I mean, the type of disasters I've had going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're a bidet guy.
I am, yeah. Yeah.
When Aaron just noped me. Is that how this ends today?
It is.
No. What? You get one more chance because right now it's 2-1.
Okay.
He's two news and you have one news. If this is a nope, Tiak is the leading.
Come on.
Here we go.
It turns out that 1 in 5 workers feel so overwhelmed by information that it's driven them to consider quitting, just like I am right now.
No!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.